Hi, this is a Mansion Inglés podcast, made for you by mansioninglés.com. You're going to hear a man talking about his bed. Do you know the English translation of the following Spanish words? Try to say the English words before I do. Colchón. What's colchón in English? Mattress. Edredón nórdico. Duvet or quilt. Sábanas. Sheets. How do you say mesilla de noche? Bedside table. Almohada. Pillow. Manta. Blanket. What's the translation of lámpara para leer? Reading lamp. Before you listen to a man talking about his bed, listen to the following questions. 1. What three things does the man do in bed? 2. Which country does the man live in? 3. What does the man say about his grandmother? My favourite piece of furniture in my flat is my bed. One of the things I like about it is that it's horizontal. I couldn't imagine sleeping in a different position. My bed is a place that is separate from the rest of the world. It's a refuge. It's just so wonderfully comfortable. Just to lie in bed and relax after a long, hard day. I rest my head on a lovely soft pillow. I close my eyes and forget the noisy city. Sometimes I read in bed. I've got a nice reading lamp on a bedside table next to the bed. I think a lot in bed. I think about my day. I think about the things I said to people during the day. And I think about tomorrow and everything I'm going to do. It's too hot here in Spain for a blanket or a duvet most of the time. So I usually have only a sheet on the bed. But in the winter, when it's cold, there's nothing better than to go to bed early on a soft mattress and lie under a lovely warm quilt. Maybe listen to the wind outside or the rain on the window. I feel incredibly safe and comfortable in my bed. And nobody tells you what to wear in bed. You can wear whatever you like. If you feel lazy or drunk, just go to bed with all your clothes on. If you feel hot or romantic, take your clothes off and go to bed with nothing on. There are days when I really don't like leaving my bed in the morning. It's so hard sometimes to get up from a lovely warm bed and start the day. Just 5 minutes more. Give me 5 minutes more in bed, please. And when you feel sick, where do you go? You go to bed. Your bed protects you. It looks after you until you recover. My grandmother died in bed, and that was okay. She died peacefully one night in her sleep, and my family felt okay about that. One. What three things does the man do in bed? He thinks, reads, and relaxes. 2. Which country does the man live in? Spain. 3. What does the man say about his grandmother? She died in bed. Use the present simple tense when you want to talk about habits. Listen. I lie in bed and relax. I close my eyes. I forget the noisy city. I think about tomorrow. I usually have only a sheet on the bed. It's so hard sometimes to get up from a lovely warm bed. Listen and repeat. I lie in bed and relax. I close my eyes. I forget the noisy city. I think about tomorrow. I usually have only a sheet on the bed. It's so hard sometimes to get up from a lovely warm bed. To make the third person singular in English, we usually just add an S. Nobody tells you what to wear. He works in a car factory. She lives in Barcelona. Listen and repeat the following words. Focus on the pronunciation. Furniture. Furniture. It's my favorite piece of furniture. Separate. Separate. It's separate from the rest of the world. Duvet. Duvet. It's too hot here in Spain for a blanket or a duvet. Comfortable. Comfortable. It's just so wonderfully comfortable. It's a comfortable chair. This was a Manson Inglés podcast from mansoninglés.com. Music was by Robert Stafford, the track Zimbob from the album Moog Boy. Myths are from the album Sansara. and Anthony Rajakov. When Waves Trying to Catch a Marvel, from the album Seek You.
Y recuerda, puedes aprender inglés gratis en mansioningles.com.